Good morning and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. Joining us now is Dennis Haugen. He is the president of the North Dakota Grain Growers Association. Hello, Dennis. How are you?
Well, not too bad.
It's hard for some farmers to be making some decisions right now, isn't it, with still some corn in the ground?
It is. You know, everybody's trying to get harvest wrapped up. We're running a little behind on grain cleaning. You know, we do that here. And a lot of guys are just got trucks tied up. So, you know, there's grain cleaning, seed cleaning that needs to be done here before spring's work. And decisions are made on what we're going to plant. All this stuff is going to come to play here in the next month. Grain markets have hopefully turned a corner here. They're looking a little positive, so that makes everybody feel a little bit better.
No kidding. Is there anything else we should know at all here today, Dennis?
I think just keep on with harvest and keep going at spring's work. Governor Burgum lifted all road restrictions on all state highways in North Dakota yesterday, so that'll be a plus for helping out with spring's work here and road restrictions. Just give us a little more freedom of movement here. So the state of North Dakota is looking after us also.
Wow. Just wonderful. Good. Great news. And I'll tell you what, I think moods are going to be a lot better once everybody starts rolling those tractors and getting some seed in the ground, don't you?
Well, I think so. And I just, I think we'll come out of this without agriculture medicine to beat here, hopefully. So that's our goal.
Absolutely. All right. And I can't tell you how grateful I am for farmers every time I go to the grocery store, because I'll tell you what, these times are kind of scary right now. And there are times I go to the grocery store and there is no bread on the shelves, but I know that there will be more the next time I go in, you know, so it's just, it's an interesting time right now.
Locally here in Cooperstown, it seems like our grocery store is kind of catching up here now. So that was a plus. I did a little grocery shopping here for our guys. I'm the chief cook and bottle washer here for our harvest crew, and I think they're catching up.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And to know that supply chain is there, it just makes you proud and grateful for the farmers we have in our nation. So thank you, Dennis. I appreciate it. All right. Well, take care and good luck with everything. I hope your harvest continues to go well for you.
Well, yeah, same here. And all the best to you. Always good to talk to you.
All right. Thanks. Dennis Haugen, the president of the North Dakota Grain Growers Association in Hanaford, North Dakota. Thank you so much for your time here today.
All right. You have a great day.
And the U.S. Department of State announced it intends to process as many H-2 visa applicants as local embassies can handle. The H-2 program is essential to the economy, the food security, and the United States, and is a national priority, the department reported in a release issued out Thursday. It says, therefore, they intend to continue processing H-2 cases as much as possible as permitted by post resources and local government restrictions. Local government restrictions vary widely, and each consular section is continuously reviewing its capacity to come up with visa applications during this worldwide pandemic. In response to significant worldwide challenges related to the COVID-19 pandemic, the State Department had temporarily suspended routine visa services at all U.S. embassies as of March 20th. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. Stick around. Eric will have much more Inside Agriculture right after this.